No, poor. There was, I think everyone will say we're below our normal standard today, Billy. And you get punished. And we were two down. And we, all testament to the character and the spirit at the end of the game to come back. And that's never in doubt with this group of players. But we've got to recognise we have no divine right to turn up at Griffin Park and get 3 points. So today was a bad day at the office for us.
Can you put your finger on it? Because you often say that your players will have to learn from mistakes, but obviously with seven games to go or possibly more, there's not much learning to be done. It does seem that you're a little bit scrappy at times with long balls over the top. Yeah, Why is that?
We didn't put pressure on the ball to stop the supply in the first place. We got some first contact, but not enough. Didn't pick up second balls. The gap from front to back was too wide for us today. It's unlike us. And we didn't get second ball, and that poses a problem. And we knew the threat they would pose. We knew the scrapping nature of it. Neil referred to the fact they're scrapping and they're in a tough position, and we knew they were going to fight hard for every single point. So today we were second best too many times, didn't do what we do well, and we were fortunate to get a point out of the game.
You said that you wanted less panic in the final third after the Cardiff game. I wondered if you felt as though you had learnt from that and you kept at it.
No, I thought first half, one of our big faults was we put an aimless cross into the box. As a group, we know that's not what we do. There's one or two strikers in there, and we put an aimless ball in to their goalkeeper, made the goalkeeper look good. And I was like, we've got to be better than that. We've got to take more care around the box and keep moving the ball. We're good enough to find the openings and find the gaps, Billy, and we have enough clever technical players to take care of the football in tight areas. And first half, we didn't do that. Better second half, and you saw a few that flashed across the front there. We kept it better on the right-hand side with Moses and Yotta, etc., with Pritch and with Stewie and Jake, etc., on the far side. So better second half, but first half was way below our desired level.
Let's talk about a couple of vignettes. What was your view of the Tommy Smith incident? Very unlike Tommy Smith to go. Looks as though he was shaping his shoe.
It's a nailed-on penalty. It's a simple. We've seen it. Of course, we have the luxury of the replay, but Tommy's a top-class pro, and as I say, he's in a good shooting position, about to pull the trigger, and Tommy's brought down. There's contact, he's taken down. How you book Tommy for diving there is beyond me. It's a big decision, and yes, we get the penalty later, but that could have been a second penalty.
Can you fill us in on a couple of chaps that we didn't see today? Lewis McLeod and Liam Moore. What's the prognosis with those two?
Liam Moore was in the squad last week, as I say, because we had a tough week before. But we had the 18 who went to Blackburn, Billy, and we had a good result. So it's tough to change it. Simple as that with Liam. Lewis is still the same. Nothing has changed. People keep thinking that Lewis can miss 3 months of the season and get thrown into a championship fixture. It takes time to adjust to it and the development game, etc., to come back in and be fit. But every week I'm asked about some of them to think that you can miss 10 or 12 weeks and coming at this level is a big ask for anyone.
Is it a good time for the international break for your chaps?
We've got a few going away. Pritch and obviously Longy and Moses, etc. Liam going away, so they'll be away and we've got to manage their loading. Stuart Dallas going to Northern Ireland, of course. So we've got to manage it, make sure the timing's right, their rest and recovery is right, because obviously we have a big game against Fulham on the Friday night. So it's great for the club, great for the individuals in terms of recognition, but it's important for us to make sure we manage their individual welfare.
Do you think it was a fair result today?
I think we were lucky today. I've got to be honest with you. I think we were lucky. I stand here and I say honestly, when I think we were unfortunate, but today we were way below our normal levels as a group. As a group, it's not about an individual. As a group, we were way below our normal levels. And as I say, but we were fortunate. But to get a point in the nature we did, Billy, again, speaks volumes for the character.